Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
When a man is awakened by the operation of the Spirit of God to the depravity of his own heart and made to see the great gulf that is between himself in his natural state and the high and holy place which God occupies, he is immediately brought into a place of knowing that unless God shows him mercy, he will surely perish. He is ultimately taught by that same Spirit that there must be a work performed in him which he is unable to accomplish or even cooperate in. The charismatics are fond of using the term slain in the spirit to describe someone being put into a trance-like state by the touch of a so-called minister's hand. What we're describing here is not a parlor trick performed by a persuasive showman. Rather, a man who is quickened by the Spirit is truly slain before Almighty God without the touch of anybody but the Spirit. This slaying of which we speak has to do with being made naked and bare before God who hates sin and who will not at all acquit the wicked. It is not about being seen by men or being part of a religious performance. Thus the stage is set and the heart is prepared to hear and believe the gospel which is sent by the Spirit of God, according to the direct purpose of him who sends the preached word by those vessels he has equipped for the task. Those who are now given the gift of faith to believe embark on an odyssey which takes them from the land of the dead to the realm of eternal life. Their sensibilities have been changed, and their concerns, perspectives, and fears become totally different than those which dominated their minds when they walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. They have now become new creatures. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now that they have been fully acquainted with the fact that being a true child of God is not something they have the power to control, they cannot be comforted by anything but the witness of his Spirit. Neither the assurances of men nor the religious formulas of the experts can give them any solace. Their chief desire is now to be found as a true and faithful son of God, but how to perform it they know not. They are made to know that the presence of Christ's Spirit produces fruit in his children, and they desire to see this fruit in abundance, but alas, often only see scraggly limbs, which seem unable to bear their own weight, let alone any fruit. Thus they often despair that they are perhaps deceived in thinking that they are the true sons of God. Yet this very scenario is that which the Lord designs to drive them ever closer to his side, to lament their barrenness and long for his power, which is promised to his children. So the Lord continually chastens his own, causing them to linger close to him and to lean upon his bosom. He is pleased to give assurance and strength unto his own in his own time according to his purpose. Therefore he sends the Spirit of a son into their hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The enemies of the Lord's children can sometimes rob them of just about everything they own, but this one characteristic can never be removed from them. Regardless of what may befall them, they will always cry out to him who is their father with filial affection, recognition, and fear. He has made the basis of their salvation to be the imputed righteousness of Christ rather than any act of faith they may demonstrate. The faith which justifies the elect of God is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Their standing with the Lord is not dependent upon them in any way, but is founded solely on what he has done in their behalf. Though our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. He gives them a love for the brethren. There is a common bond between all of those who bow before the throne of the one who has died to purchase their redemption. It is this very bond which the Lord uses to strengthen and supply the members of his body. I'm amazed that many who claim to be his followers have so little regard to the gathering of his saints, often relegating it to the secondary status in order to fulfill their worldly desires. This is not an evidence of his Spirit. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Have you been born again by the Spirit of God, becoming a new creature in Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.